You're on 981 2NM. It's 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Today is First Responders Day, and we've got a story to share about the wonderful work that the first responders do here in the Hunter Valley. Joining me to tell us all about it, James Byrne. James, how are you doing?
I'm really well, Bear. Thanks for having me on.
A pleasure. Tell me your story. How did it all start?
Yeah, so about 18 months ago, a doctor made me go for a test, and that test indicated that I needed some fairly quick intervention. So the very next afternoon, I had a quadruple bypass.
The very next afternoon.
Wow. So yeah, whilst people normally schedule those things in and, you know, get a bit of time in beforehand, I didn't really have all that much time. So
it was serious. It was life-threatening.
It doesn't get much more serious than that.
Yeah,
so,
as they say, serious as a heart attack.
Yeah. And so, yeah, went and did that. And then, you know, we thought we were having a good time, that, you know, ICU, all the rest of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I came home and was recuperating. An operation like that, you normally take about 3 months. Yeah, about 8 weeks in, my wife called an ambulance. That was my first trip in an ambulance.
And you've had frequent use of their services since then?
Yeah, so in the Hunter Valley, I've used the service about 35 times.
Am I overstating it when I say they have saved your life numerous times?
Absolutely.
Really?
Absolutely.
You must be on a first name basis with them.
Well, actually, they do know where I live. they walk in. They know that the guys in the Upper Hunter, including Merriwarra and Murrundi, they know my house pretty well.
Yeah, right.
They walk in and they say, "Is he bedroom, lounge room, out the back?" Where, they're fantastic. And what I find is really awesome about them is, I've got two kids.
Mm.
This is a very daunting experience.
I imagine
they're
very scary for children. Yes.
And then, you know, add on that they're in high school and junior school and primary school, so, you know, they've got their own stuff going on. They never ever, once they see the bus there, the ambulance, they just calm down so much.
Oh, so the guys working the ambulance are looking after them
because
as looking after
my
you.
My kids trust these guys implicitly.
Well, you trust them with your life, so
yeah,
why shouldn't they?
You know, and sometimes they even get to help by going grabbing things out of the ambulance.
Right.
I'm not sure if they're supposed to.
Perhaps there's a career for them in the future. Maybe they'll be paramedics or ambulance workers
themselves.
They're
not allowed to use the needles yet, but
what about the paddles?
No, well, touch wood, we haven't had to use paddles yet. But,
I'm pleased to hear that.
Yeah, one day maybe.
Yeah, right. You know, we are talking about the first responders and the fact that it is a difference between life and death, and you're living proof of this, James.
Yeah, absolutely. And look, at the same time, my entire story has gone through COVID.
Yeah.
So they're rocking up on people's doorsteps, not knowing what's on the other side. Yeah, okay, there's, you know, in my case, there's chest pain. So, but you don't know what else is going on in that house. Mm. Is there COVID in there? Well, we're a bit remote out here and we haven't had, I think we've had 3 cases in the entire area. But you imagine those guys in Sydney and Melbourne rocking up on a house. You don't know what's on the other side of that door.
Not at all.
But you're going in anyway.
Yeah.
That's, you know, that's deep blue hero stuff, that is. That's these guys, they deserve their own day.
Yes.
You know, it should be a public holiday if you're listening, Gladys.
Yeah.
We need to do more about that, you know. I'm a veteran. You know, I do put these guys in the same esteem as our Anzacs.
Well, you've essentially said it there, but today really is recognising the great work that they do. I imagine you've probably said it privately to any number of the Ambos, but is there something that you would like to say publicly to the Ambos that have saved your life, James?
I'm not going to try and single anyone out because I will forget someone, but to the Ambos and to the ED staff in Muswellbrook and Scone, you guys rock, and you know who you are, and you know that I love you. And the big thing about it is, never once have they made me feel like I was putting it on.
Yeah,
and it's a really scary thing when you're continually ringing, and you know the first thing that they're talking about is pain relief. You know. Mm. You've just these guys just deserve so much more than we give them.
Does it set you at ease knowing that they're on the way? Do you actually relax just because you know that the call's been made and these guys are coming out to
yeah,
you?
Yeah, and look, living in a remote area as we do in Scone, sometimes we have to wait up to a half an hour.
Yeah,
because they might be coming from Murrundi. I had to wait a fairly long time one night because it was coming from Merriwell. That's not their fault.
Not at all.
You know, and that's not an issue. That's not a whinge at all. Please don't think that. But
if anything, it's probably a statement that we need more ambulance.
Well, yeah. I'm with Mr. Callanan on that, who just happens to be my cousin too. So
right.
We need more. But the better point is the fact that I know that they're on the way, that does actually help a little bit. So
yeah.
It's that placebo effect, I think they call it. So yeah.
Well, James, thank you very much. That's an amazing story. Really appreciate you coming in and sharing it with us on First Responders Day. Thanks again.
Thanks, Bear. Thank you very much, all those AMBOs and first responders out there.